The debate over high-speed rail is picking up speed in Washington, and at the center of that debate is Amtrak. The heavily populated Northeast Corridor from Washington to Boston is the only segment of Amtrak's national service that is profitable, and the company, which depends in large part on federal dollars, is exploring options to build a high-speed line along the corridor. But, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, a key Republican in Congress is trying to get the government out of the railroad business.
For most Republicans in Congress, Amtrak is viewed as little more than a massive drain of federal dollars. The chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Florida Republican John Mica, doesn't mince words about his feelings.
We're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Amtrak, which has a history of a Soviet-style train operation.
Amtrak has received billions of dollars in subsidies since it was formed by Congress in 1970. But as anyone who has taken its trains in recent days between New York and Philadelphia knows, its infrastructure is creaky, its lines are congested, and delays are all too frequent. Its defenders point out the gleaming high-speed rail networks in Europe and Asia are heavily subsidized, too. One thing both sides agree on, if true high-speed rail is to gain a foothold in the U.S., it will begin in the Northeast Corridor. That's where Amtrak runs its Acela trains, the only service approaching high-speed rail in the U.S.
Amtrak is providing transportation alternatives for 21st-century Americans.
Amtrak has a vision for new high-speed trains zooming at speeds of up to 220 miles per hour up and down the eastern seaboard. To pay for that vision, Amtrak is looking for outside help, quite a lot of it. It estimates that it will cost some $117 billion and take up to 30 years to build. That's right, 30 years. Joe Boardman is Amtrak's president and CEO.
They didn't do the interstate highway system tomorrow or next year or even in five. How many years did it take to finish that out?
It's unclear who might invest in Amtrak. Several European companies have shown interest in building high-speed systems in the U.S. Boardman says one thing Amtrak has to offer in return is the real estate along the rail lines it owns.
I'm not a developer. I operate a railroad. We know that's our core of the business. But private investors won't be just interested in us when this is done. They'll be interested in a lot of the things that happen around the railroad.
While Amtrak chases private investors, the Republican-controlled House will soon weigh whether to take that property and the train service away from Amtrak and sell it to a private corporation. Mica and Pennsylvania Republican Bill Schuster are the sponsors. Schuster compares it to the deregulation of other transportation industries.
And that's what we're doing here, I believe. We're deregulating passenger rail in this country, just like we deregulated the freight rails, just like we deregulated the trucking industry in this country, just like we deregulated the airline industry.
Opponents of the plan include, not surprisingly, Amtrak and its labor unions, who say it will abrogate contract agreements and retirement benefits of some 20,000 Amtrak employees. Congressional Democrats are opposed, too. They say it will mean an end to rail service in many states outside the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, which is subsidized by the Northeast Corridor service. West Virginia Democrat Nick Rahal.
Frankly, I'm not sure that the proposal can even be fixed. My fear is that if it is enacted, it will result in a transcontinental tragedy.
But Mica vows to press forward with privatization and says if it's not approved in this Congress, it or something similar will be in the future. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
More All Things Considered in a moment.